Blog Talk Radio.
Before we go on, I don't know if many of you knew this, but back in the day when I was very young, I had a promising baseball career. In fact, the tree outside my backyard was hit by lightning, and my father and I made it out of a lathe machine, and we named it, and I struck out the babe at a carnival, and I was probably one of the most promising pitching prospects of all time until I was shot in the hotel. Oh, wait a second. That was a movie. That was The Natural. Yeah. I was a star baseball player, just like Alex Fuller ran a 4.2940 back in the day and then got hit by a bus or a car or a plane or whatever it was. Kid's an awesome. Kid's a good athlete, but 4.29? Come on. Yeah. And I could fit in a size 32. Let's be honest here. All right, welcome to the Steve Show here. If you want to call in, 267-521-0192, just call in, press 1, and I will see that you want to get on the air. If I do not see your little hand raise up, I don't know you numbers really well. I am a slave to the technology. I don't remember phone numbers anymore, just like most of America. That and I'm old. But so we're going to make a change to the old Steve and Joe show. We're going to drop the moniker Steve and Joe. As many of you who still listen, or
find your way to our show. The Joe part of it is gone. Joe has left the building. So I am looking for one or two people to sign on the old show and come on in and talk football. How can you go wrong right there when you get to talk about the going-ons of today's Mid-States, GFL, and we're going to even talk a little bit about IFL tonight because I got to know what's going on with some things. So we'll be talking about all that. We're going to be talking week five. A lot of stuff in the pathway here, week five. Raiders still undefeated, surprising a lot of people. Patriots are undefeated, surprising no one. I think everybody kind of thought that was going to happen, especially when they loaded up with more talent than they already had. So that is phenomenal. They are the front runners, without a doubt. Quad City, I don't know. Is it a surprise, people? They play solid ball, and majority, they lost one at home. They beat the Thunder at home, the Lions at home, the Mustangs at home, and they beat the Rush away. So when you have teams traveling, of course, this is semi-pro football. A lot of teams don't have big budgets, and a lot of guys honestly work and can't afford to give half a day to play. So, again, not an excuse because they have to travel too. So let's see. They travel to Tinley Park to play the Patriots tomorrow at 6:00. That's going to be a good one because they came in there and they housed them pretty bad, 62-19, I believe. At their house, came in the road and beat them pretty handily. So that, what happened? So anytime you can go on the road and put up a score like that against a pretty good team, obviously there's going to be a sense of retribution there. So I am looking forward to that game. I am a GM with the Chicago Thunder, and unfortunately, we will be starting late against the Mustangs. Had some problems with their little field there, and we will be starting at 7:30. So the good on that is I get to watch. I get to watch the most of that game. Well, maybe not. I haven't seen anything from Tim Maher, so maybe they're not doing the game. So maybe I won't get to watch it. But hopefully it'll be on Facebook and get to keep up the score. So let's get to the show real quick. What we're looking to do as far as making a difference. The show just has me, and oftentimes it is difficult to do it by yourself because you just yammer and yammer and yammer. And, believe it or not, even I get tired of hearing my own voice. So if you don't call in, then it's just me rambling on, and I don't know if you can even hear me sometimes. So I like to have a co-host. That being said, I will be looking. So you know anybody who is interested? I will be looking, man, I like Facebook. I think my whole computer just crashed. Well, if you can still hear me, I'd appreciate it if you let me know. Go on the old Facebook and give me a shot if you can hear me, because I'd hate to be talking to myself. That's just silly. But yeah, I'm looking for a host, and I have someone in mind. I think I know somebody would be perfect on this show. And, you know, I don't imagine I have much to say, which would be awesome for me. But I think Will Smith would be fantastic. The guy kills me. Funny dude. Love to see him come on. So you talk to Will, let him know what's been put out there in the universe, and would love to see that man come out. I think he'd be fantastic. Lord knows he'd make you laugh. And that's one thing we need in this world. It is laughter. So, where are we at now with the Mid-States Football League? Some disappointment. I don't think anybody knew where the Rebels were going to be. I think, I don't know if anybody picked them losing by the scores they are losing by. But I do believe everybody thought they would struggle to a point, and that is the case. They're kind of a win so far in everybody's schedules, not saying they don't play hard. But right now it's just not working for them. The threat, I think, are a big surprise. And again, that was one of the points of this show. If you do not have a quarterback in semi-pro football, this isn't the days where you can manage the game, because no matter how good your defense is, there's going to be a breakdown at one point or another, and you're going to give up some points. So you do need some type of a quarterback. And right now, the threat don't have one. Quarterback Steve Morris, who everybody was expecting to light up the league. In fact, a lot of people were expecting him to challenge the Raiders this year, and this would be the year that the threat would finally win one of those crosstown classics. But without Steve, you know, you're looking at they've scored 67 points and given up 126. In my country, that's not good. It's a no gooda. Doesn't work that way. They're 1-4, right above the Sheboygan Rebels, who scored 54 and given up 227. So that's not good. But my friends, I think there will be changes, and we will see what happens. Going from worst to first, big surprise here. We picked at the time in our power rankings the Muskego Hitmen number one, and I know that upset little Tony Powell. He's a little upset with us and kind of a little upset, but you know, injuries happen. But here you go again. Points for 111. That is the fewest of any team with a winning record. Actually, don't have a winning record. Well, okay, I stand corrected. 111-4, 104 against. That, my friends, is not getting it done on the offensive side. Now, keep in mind, when we compare with the South, I think you got a little bit better defenses. On the in the North, you have the Raiders, the Chargers, the Hitmen, the Destroyers. I don't know much about. I haven't heard much. They don't talk much, which is a good thing. So you don't know much about their defense, but good 4-1, giving up 118. It's not bad in five games. So yeah, the Hitmen have been a little bit of a surprise. I know I know there are some injuries there, and talking to a few of the guys, it's a mistake here and there, and then it's not traveling to Door County. Now Door County is a tough game because not only are you traveling out to Door County, you're starting at 4 o'clock. So, you know, it's a rough go. And that being said, teams gone there and they've won. So it can be done. But out of all the stories that we'll go over tonight, I think the Hitmen right now, they're out of the playoffs if we were to end today. But fortunately for them and everybody else, we don't end today. We're only at halfway. Now, given the old schedule, you'd only have 3 games left. And things would look much more dire, but fortunately for them, there are games left. They do play Chargers again. They play the Destroyers again and the Raiders again. So that is a good thing when you're sitting there. Of course, everybody dogpiles on. And you think a team's doing well and your team's picked to be good and finally to get over a hump and they struggle. That team is going to get piled on. But, guys, again, 5 games only. That's it. Still 5 more to play. So do not count them out. I'm feeling really bad about this next thing. I really don't know much, and that's why I want a guy from the north. We've had a guy, two guys from the south previously. I'd really like a guy to join me from the north because now he would be able to tell me how good the Chargers are. 85 points against 134. That's pretty damn good as far as getting it done on defense. I know their defensive ends are standouts, 130 on offense. Still, I heard they didn't have an offense. It's pretty damn good. And this was a team started off rocky. You know, what a loss right off the bat against the Racing Raiders. I think a lot of people were looking for them to fall. A lot of teams were hoping for them to fail in their old league. Not only have they been a good team, they've been very helpful with the league. The championship game is going to be played at Hart Park, which is their home field. Awesome place to play a game. I was just reminded that Shannon King from the Milwaukee Chargers is a proven vet, versatile, top-of-the-line coaching. Dre Green is one of their coaches. Really an outstanding guy. I've donated to his cause for cancer, and anytime you can get a guy like that, you know he has to be a solid guy. I can't say that. So just because you type F Dre Green, I can't say that. But, yeah, man, I'd really like to go out and see a Door County Destroyer game. Problem is we all play pretty much about the same time. I do not get access to Huddle. Maybe that's something will change going forward. So on the show you can give out more information or somebody from the Chargers. You are welcome to call in at any time. Promote your team. I'd love for you to do it. Number is 267-521-0192. Call in if you want to talk again. Hit number one. I will see that you want to talk, and I will put you on the air. I don't care what you have to say or who you have to say it about. All we ask is that, we don't ask anything. Anything you want to say, do it. We're not sanctioned. So we pretty much say anything we want to. Just don't want to make it personal against families. Other than that, say what you want. Door County Destroyers. This seems to be the most liked team in the league. I don't know why. I have met some of their guys at league meetings. But from what I hear, it's a tough group. Just got this information sent to me. Only about 35, 40 guys at a given game. But it's a hard-nosed group, plays together. Not big on Eagles. 155.4, 118 against. They are 4-1. Their one loss coming to Racine, traveling out to the Raiders, playing without their quarterback. And Door County was my pick at the beginning of the year. I think that's changed a bit, but they were my pick. Tough group. Again, big addition, man, big addition. A lot of people wondered when they came on, coming from the WSFL, would they compete? You know, there's not a lot out there. I guess you got the Fox Valley Force. Sheboygan isn't that far from them. But I think that was the big question. Could they compete in a league that has far more speed than the WSFL and bigger and better teams? They joined with the Rebels. And it's a tale of two cities. You see Sheboygan is struggling, and the Door County team is thriving. They're 4-1. And minus a huge stumble, look to be pretty much in control of the playoff spot. Guys, just to keep in mind, there is three people from each conference that will get in. Three from the north, three from the south. One will have a bye week the week after Labor Day. Labor Day is a bye for everybody. Everybody's off unless the game has to be made up due to weather or some other unseen cancellation. That will be the week that everybody makes it up. That week will be off. The very next week it's going to be 2-3 in the north, 2-3 in the south. Winner of that will play number one the next week, hosted by one. And the winner of those two games will play at Hart Park October 1st.
One of the special things at this championship game at halftime will be four inductees to the MSFL 2016 Hall of Fame class. Steve Strimmel, coach from the Lincoln Way Patriots. RJ Jarrett from the Racine Raiders. Coach Bill Classic. Oh, man, I really butchered that. Coach Bill Callis from the Roscoe Rush head coach. I'm sorry, the Rockton Rush head coach. And Jim Bisaglia from the Chicago Mustangs. So each one of those guys will have a guy induct them, give a little bit of a speech, and they will be asked to come out, accept their whatever they get, whether it be a plaque. I'm not exactly sure this year, but they will accept that and give a speech of their own. So kind of exciting for those guys, families to come out. I'm honored to say I've been asked by Steve Strimmel to induct him into the Hall of Fame. So I am two for two. This is will be my second coach versus Terry Thomas. So I got some pretty good company. Hart Park, real quick, and I know I'm jumping a gun here with the championship, but Hart Park is a alcohol allowed field. There will be alcohol served, which, you know, creates a pretty good environment. I know the league is looking now into securing a hotel block for guys that want to come out. If you were not lucky enough to make the game, go out. Last year, I'm not gonna sugarcoat for you. The championship game off the field sucked. It was terrible. There was no gates. The concessions were terrible. The field was terrible. It was just not. It was bad. So this year at Hart Park, it's a huge change. It's going to be a nice field. It's going to be put together well, and the Patriots are going to put up a good fight for themselves if you listen to them say it. So there we go. And then to the last but not least, the Racine Raiders are standing in the top spot in the North at 174-479 against. Now, is this a big surprise? They had a lot of retirements. The quarterback alone, many thought was going to kill him. I didn't think it would kill him. I thought it would really hurt them. I thought this was going to be a big miss for them. They did have some vets come back. Dusty Svensson, Tory Ruffin. You did have some. J.R. Taylor, everybody knew, was not retiring. That wasn't a surprise, but with him coming back, I think some of the vets did as well. And, they're there. They're still the Raiders. They still have one of the best coaching staffs in the Mid-States Football League, if not semi-pro. So not a big surprise with that. Are they beatable? Yeah, every team in semi-pro. That's why they're semi-pro. It's not like you're playing UCLA. They are beatable. Anybody's beatable at this level. We got some pretty damn good teams that could, pull it off at any given time. Predictions for the next five games. We'll get into that once I do the South. The South is going from worst to first again. Chicago Mustangs, 0-5. Now, surprise or not. I don't know if you'd say it's fair to say that I'm not a big friend of the – I'll say it. I'm not a big friend of the new Mustangs organization. We're not best of friends. I don't think I'll be invited over to his parties, and he will not be allowed at my bar mitzvah. Should I ever, in fact, turn Jewish, I will not invite that man to my bar mitzvah. Steve Gervis would, though. But, they tried something new. They're very organized. If you see, they do have an office. They have offices for their coaches, I believe. They have a film room. That being said, they're very professional when it comes to the organization. So sometimes the talent falls. It doesn't come as fast as your organization. So I guess maybe they're building a base, and then some of that talent will come. Coming from the RFL, last year they were in the RFL championship game. They lost quite a bit of players, big impact players.
Lorenzo Hood, currently with the Chicago Thunder. Robert Riley went to the Chicago Thunder. Quite a few players. So when you lose that type of talent on your defense, it's tough. They have a very talented wide receiver. Hooks is his last name. I don't want to say on a better team, but on a team that puts up more points, 83.4, 164 against. I think you would see, you're going to see this kid be an all-star, if not next year, very, very soon, if all things stay the same. So, big surprise at 0-5, a little bit. The Leiden Lions, 62-134. Here we go again, guys. Team without a quarterback. Good defense. World beaters, no, but good defense. Really good running game. No passing game. They have a tight end playing quarterback, and he's hurt. They had a quarterback from Aurora Christian College. Young kid, but pretty good. Looked to be pretty good in the preseason, and he ruptured his PCL, and he no longer will be able to run a 4.29 40 as well, which is very sad. And this year he's going to sit it out because he wants to try to go back to school. Commendable. I think the Lions should keep him out. And so he probably won't get action. So when you lose a quarterback in this league, and that's why, okay, guys, the rosters are shut down. You can't add anybody. However, quarterback, if you lose your quarterback, that is a hardship. You can apply for a hardship. You may get it. You may be denied. We were denied last year when our quarterbacks went down. When we were playing the rush, we were denied to add George Sierra. You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. We didn't. So you can make that charge. Just quarterback is such a big difference in this league. You don't have a good quarterback, you don't have a good team, most likely, unless you just got a lights-out defense, a outstanding running back that can keep the ball out, you know, on the field and eat up the clock. And you have a disciplined offense that's not going to commit penalties. Because otherwise, two holdings and you got to throw the ball. And if you can't, you're not going to make it in this league. And that's why the Lions have only scored 62 points in five games. Rock and Rush, 88 points scored, 131 against. Why? Quarterback's hurt. And again, once your quarterback's hurt, and here's something, guys. If you've seen the Rock and Rush, and I'm not criticizing the Rock and Rush coaching staff because I love Javon Odin, great guy. Didn't like playing against him, but good coach, real good dude. I don't know what happened. Their guys used to call the show constantly. So you're going to get water back on the line because that guy was a cool dude. But anyway, the Rush have fallen off due to their quarterback. The quarterback was hurt. Last week he was out, and if he continues to miss, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for him. It's going to be tough for the Rush. And they got to run the ball, Rush. You got a former NFL football player, Leroy McFadden, I think has a Super Bowl ring with the Cowboys. A stud. I'm telling you, there ain't nobody in the league, if he was still in the shape he was with the Kane County Eagles, if he had the Kane County Eagles, offensive line, forget about it. Nobody's stopping him. He's gaining 200 a yard. 200 yards a game. I know everybody likes this Phillips kid out of for Lincolnway. Not really all that familiar with him. I did see him. Really good speed, elusiveness, some power. Great running back. Not a candle. Not even close to Leroy McFadden. And then you want to talk about power. You had Leroy McFadden, J.R. Taylor, and Dante Washington, who is now with the Thunder, all with the Kane County Eagles. That's just sick. That should be illegal. It's so good. So if you're the Rush, give it to him. When he gets tired, take a break and let him have it some more. Yeah, do the old offensive lineman, I hurt my ankle, I need a break play. and get that man back on the field. Because that dude is a certified stunt. I mean, that guy can play. You put 8 men in a box, he's bigger than most of the offensive line. So that's my tip of the day from the Steve and Joe Show. From me to you. Run Leroy McFadden. Third place, Chicago Thunder, 128-493 against. I think that score is a little bit deceptive because 44 points were given up on the road when there were 3 defensive starters. And again, like I always say, it's not the other team's fault. You don't show up with your guys. That's your own fault. It's your own team's fault. So, but I'm just saying, the heart of this, the Chicago Thunder is the Chicago Thunder defense. Last week, the score was 28-9 against the Rush. 21 of those points, 14 were for the defense, from the defense. 7 was special teams. So, Chicago Thunder offense is struggling. The whole line is not clicking. Quarterback is struggling. Everything is struggling. It's just not clicking yet. Now, as many of you have seen, my guy, George Sierra, in the past, has done the same thing. Started off slow, had one of the worst games I've ever seen a quarterback have against the Wauwatosa Spartans. A lot of people were asking for him to be benched. There were a lot of comments. Thought that was the end. Came back. Led his team to the MSFL championship and were 4 points away in the third with 3 minutes left against the Racing Raiders until J.R. Taylor took over. So things can happen. Now, Quad City Raiders, 4-1, 155 against. That is no Gouda, my friends. 155-4. That's pretty good. 4-1 when you haven't scored any more than you've given up. That's not bad. Big game trying to avenge that 42-point loss against the Patriots. Now here it is. 243-4, 79 against. That's impressive. And that's what happens when you can go out there and get big players. To join Tony Powell, Lexus Jackson, Steve Trudeau. That's what happens. It's Calvin Phillips, their offensive line, which they've got, which they went out and got. Young man, Division I player from Nebraska. Another Division I, I think, AA standout at guard. It's an incredible line. Former, I think, Mike Johnson from the St. Xavier Cougars, that's as good as you get right there. I would say they probably have the best offensive line in the Mid-States Football League this year. And that, when you add that to a 2-time MVP, you add a arena quality running back to the backfield, that's good stuff. You replaced the guy who had an unfortunate was involved in an unfortunate violence issue. Was shot, I think, 6 times. Thank God he survived. Jalen Banks. When you can lose him and go out there and get yourself a top quality running back like that and build a line of that quality, that's impressive, man. That's good stuff. That's big resources right there. So commend them. If you were doing a power ranking now, you'd have to go Patriots number 1, Raiders number 2, 3. Three. Would you go Door County or would you go Chargers? Door County at 3. Chargers at 4. I'm cheating, guys. 5. Man, this is tough. 5. You know what? I'm going to stay with them. I'm going to stay with the Hitmen at 5. Guys, I'm going with Thunder at 6. Quad City at 7. Rockton at 8. Threat at 9. Lions at 10. Mustangs at 11. Rebels at 12. So that's my Stephen Joe's for now. Power lineup. And hey, that's not bad. When you could say your seventh ranked team is the Quad City Raiders that are 4-1, that's pretty damn good. That is not a bad little lineup, guys. So, you know, and if you do listen on archives, not many guys listening now, but if you do listen on archives and that offends you in some way, then you need to go seek help because stuff like that shouldn't offend you. I'm just saying. All right, let's get to next week's games. Let's see. Here we go. All right, next week. Let's see. I hate the way that I'm a spell. That's a stupid schedule. It sucks. All right. Racing Raiders versus the Milwaukee Chargers. And they go to Hart Park. Man, I got to say, I'm going to go with Racing Raiders in this one. I think the Chargers are turning it around. I think the Raiders are going to be awfully hard to beat. Would it shock me if they were to win this game? No. I just think the Raiders right now are clicking. I think it's going to be close. But, again, I'm picking the Raiders on this one. Picking the Raiders, moving 6-0. Hitmen versus Rebels. Hitmen are struggling, and they got just what they needed, the Rebels. Again, no disrespect to the Rebels. You're struggling. There ain't no problem with that. It happens. And, you know, if you guys hang in there, this is the time to do it. Door County Destroyers versus the Racing Threat. Destroyers. This is kind of off week in the North. Destroyers big on this one over the Lincoln White Patriots. The Rock and Rush at Leiden Lions. This is going to be a tough one. Again, I believe the starting quarterback for the Rock and Rush will be missing, as well as, again, for the sixth straight week, the quarterback for the Leiden Lions. So it could be defense. Big defensive struggle. Opanga, Brown, I think you just got too much on offense. And again, McFadden's there. That's awfully hard to stop. So I'm going to pick the Rush with this one to move to 500. Quad City Raiders versus Lincoln Way Patriots. As much as everybody hates the talk of the Patriots, until somebody beats them, they're number one in this league. Just with that offense. And guys, as much as you talk about that offense, that defense is close. I mean, defensive line-wise, right up there. Tops in the league, the linebackers, I believe, maybe one or two in the league as well. Corners, they tell you they're good enough. I don't need to say it. You know, but it's hard to – they're kind of robbed credit, right? Because a lot of people just say, well, you're good because your defensive line and your linebackers and the blitzing bring so much pressure. And then when you talk so much shit, guys don't want to give you credit. So it's kind of tough to do. Are they good? Yeah. Yeah, they're good. Are they the best? You know, again, we'll see. We'll see when they're challenged. When a quarterback has time to stand back there and throw the ball, we'll see. But definitely one of the top defenses in the league. So it is, you know, it's going to be tough to beat the Patriots. Couldn't beat them on the road, traveling. And again, they have the amenities to travel there. Good for them. And it's going to be tough, man. How do you beat a team that has scored over 200 points in six games? It's hard to stop them. So I pick Lincoln Way. I'd say 21 in this game over the Raiders. Chicago Thunder versus Chicago Mustangs. I don't call my own team. It's just, I don't know. I think it's tacky, and then if I say anything and it gets bulletin board, all I can say is Chicago Thunder defense is clicking, offense is not. And, you know, this is a trap game. You're 3-2. You're sitting in that third playoff spot now. Got a big game, revenge game, with Quad City coming to town next week in Downers Grove. These are the games that you got to watch, you guys, because this is the shit that people look over to next week. And this is where they tend to get out of control. So cannot fall for that. Mustangs have a lot of speed on that team. Really good quarterback they brought in. And, you know, you got to be on your toes now. So won't pick that game. But, again, I got the Raiders, the Hitmen, the Door County Destroyers, the Patriots, and the Rush. So we'll see. A lot of those games would be shocking, but we shall see. And then the next week doesn't let up. You got Raiders, Hitmen. That's going to be big playoff contention. This one's huge. This could be for home field advantage, that first round of playoffs, Door County versus the Chargers. Yeah, Rebels threat, that's a good confidence builder. Patriots rush, Quad City Thunder, that's going to be big. That's 2-3 right there. So a lot of big weeks coming up, man. This 10-game schedule is going to be interesting. How do you keep healthy? How do your offensive lines hold up? Whose offensive lines are good? Whose offensive lines are bad? A lot of people say the offensive line the offense is one of the hardest things to put together. It takes longer defense. Absolutely true. That offensive line is one of the hardest things to build because until you get to know one another, it's hard to play. Yes, you can go off of raw talent, but that raw talent will fail you. You will get hurt by game 9. If you're healthy, then you were born in Nazareth. Or wherever it is they say Jesus was born. Because as an offensive lineman, you just don't stay healthy year-round. You do get hurt. So who's good? Who's not good? Let's see. Well, that fucking pisses me. Ooh, sorry, guys. I just got a message. Kind of pissed me off. But that's okay. All right. 267-521-0192. What else do you say? I thought we were going to get our friend Adam from the GFL to call in. They got another 1 week left, I think, and then they go into their playoffs. Ducks beat the Cowboys. Big for them. Big face-off. I know that was a lot of the Ducks players played on the Cardinals. So that was rivalry of all, you know, the Cardinals versus Cowboys. Good, clean game, and the Ducks came out on top. Ducks are number one seed in the GFL. So that's good. You know, they've had a lot of turmoil in that league. You had a lot of new teams fold. Some teams bolt to the another league, but talent wise, they're there. I'd say they're two against the MSFL. Being the toughest, GFL's right there in the name fire. You got the Ducks, the Cowboys, the Wolves, the Chaos, Marauders are stringing along. Swarm, kudos to them, their owner, and head coach passed away. That's not easy. Anybody who ever suffered a loss, it's not easy. So, yeah, some good teams left in that playoffs. I don't know. I have a hard time. All I know from reading the shit talking page is that Harrington is great and Fuller runs a 4.16. So, something was going on with the Raiders. They're unhappy they didn't make the playoffs. And then, well, if you want to make the playoffs, you win more than 4 games. And then rain short. I don't know. But anyway, the way it looks, they're not going to make the playoffs. So, sucks. Sucks, hurts when you don't make it. Last year we made it at 2-8, 2-7. shouldn't have had no business in the playoffs. Should not have made it. And that's why I'm glad they're cutting it down to three teams this year, because when you don't win more than – when you're not 500 getting in the playoffs, do you really deserve it? Now I can see if you get an injury and then you come on late. And, hey, we're 4-4 in 2009, mate. 4-4, made it to the championship game. And honestly, if we had a receiver that can catch, we win the game. Win our 13th championship. So it happens. What's going on with the Bulldogs in the IAFL? I'm not going to put anybody down because I really don't know the situation well, just other than what I've read. But how are you going to let a team play six games, go 5-1, and then say, well, you didn't pay your league fee, so we're going to take all those wins from you, and you're going to be 0-6 and not make – how does it make sense? I mean, okay, so it was in the rule book, but that's a bullshit rule. If you can't pay your league fee, why are you letting them start? Because I don't know. Am I wrong here? Didn't they start with the IFL? I don't think they were late. GFL ad. So why would you let guys go out there, risk injury, risk, you know, their careers, their jobs, their families, go out there, play six games, and then go, okay, you know what? Your owner didn't do his job, so those are all losses. And then we're going to give it to the teams that you beat because your owner didn't pay his fee. But if you pay him, we'll give you some of your wins back. I mean, again, maybe I'm getting this all wrong. I don't know all the detail, but that's what it looks like. And if that's the case, then that's a crock of shit, because how is that right? How can you let a team play, guys go out there, teams run stadiums, win them games, and then you take them away because your owner didn't pay the league fee? I mean, just say, look, it's weak, just like you do with a player. If you decide you want a player to pay a league fee and you let them play all year, whose fault is that? That's the team's fault. You come to the Thunder, and we let you slip all year long. We didn't put you on the player list, bad player list, because we let you play. That was our choice. We could have said, hey, get your shit, get your bus pass, and go home. But we didn't. We let you play. So that's the way we look at it, and that's the way the league should look at it. If you let them play, then you know what? Don't let them on the next year. Don't let them play the next game. But don't just take away the wins. And then the team to file the grievance, if this is true, again, if I'm wrong, I'm telling you right now, I don't know all this. If I am wrong, I apologize. But I hear, from what I hear, the team that filed the grievance was the team that's going to jump ahead of them. Say, right? Come on. Like the Bad News Bear Part 2, let them play. Let them kids play. Next year, don't let them back in the league if they don't pay a league fee. You let them play a whole goddamn game and then tell them, no, you didn't pay. You know, that ain't cool. So that's my opinion on that. Man, I wish somebody called in. There's a lot to talk about today. I'd like to know your thoughts. What do you think so far? What are your big surprises with the Mid-States Football League? Where do you think it's going to go? See any big surprises? What do you think about the playoff structure? Because if you're the top team, you're off for Labor Day. You're off the next week because you get the bye. That's 2 weeks no football. That's good if you're beat up, but it's bad for momentum. You're sitting there for 2 weeks not playing football. Yeah, 2 and 3 can beat the hell out of each other. I mean, think about it. Just going off of records right now, you got Door County facing the Chargers. And a chance to go play for the North Championship. That's a game. That's a game, you know. They're going to beat the hell out of each other. And then maybe you got easy pickings. Or you got a team that's hot that just came off a great playoff game, and now you got to take them on cold. So I don't know. Depends how you look at it, you know. It all depends how you look at it. Personally, when I was older, was on an older team, that was great. That first round bye was tremendous because it gave you time. But when you're young, you got a young team, then maybe you don't want to miss that those 2 weeks off. But again, nobody's going to turn away that bye. If you can get it, You know, if anybody right now, the Raiders are can be caught. Patriots. Hey, Raiders beat you tomorrow. There'd be a lot of crying Jordans on the old interwebs, but they beat you tomorrow. Then they got a chance at number one seed. Point differential with Joe. So two teams would have to beat them. And I don't know if that's going to happen. They're a pretty damn good team. Like them or love them or hate them. They're a pretty damn good team. So, that's a tough order for them. To beat them. Some of the questions that we've gotten, All-Star game, don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen this year. There's been talks about opponents. We tried this last year. Didn't work out. So I don't think there's going to be an All-Star game this year. Hold on. I got a call. Man, I think I should go for much longer. 262-705, you're on the air.
What's going on, Steve?
Is this Jay?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, how's it going, man? This is Jay Bell from the Hitman. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So what's up, man? I got to ask. You guys are my number one pick.
Every week's a battle, and we're learning a lot about ourselves. Turnovers happen. Just trying to get everybody to play together, I guess.
No, I can speak on this because currently my team is going through almost the same thing, where defense is almost lights out every game and offense struggles. How hard is that, you being a defensive coordinator, keeping your guys' mind on the game and not watching the offense?
I mean, up until probably last week, it was easier. Last week we went up to Door County, we were short. Didn't take any of our D tackles with us. They couldn't travel on prior engagements. And Door County being a team that they are very physical, very well coached. They came out and they played smash mouth football. And when the turnovers began to happen, the defense started to press some and started to do some uncharacteristic things, kind of got out the scheme, stopped trusting and believing in one another and what was going on, and it showed. So I can say that's the first game that we've had that we've been that way. Every other game we've pretty much, held our own, taking care of business for the most part. It's a growing thing. Like you said, the offense is probably the hardest thing to get gelling because of trying to get the offensive line to gel and to learn one another, and then trying to figure out their team's identity, or your running team, passing team, spread, it's the offense. I don't envy any of these offensive coordinators trying to put together a team, because it's just it's difficult on that side of the ball.
Yeah, and it's tough too, because especially being semi-pro, you don't know who you're going to get to practice. If you practice 2 days a week, you might get three offensive linemen on Tuesday, three on Thursday, completely different guys. So it's a tough thing. And when your defense is doing so good, I think it makes it even harder for your offense, because the offense starts to push now. Last week, our defense beat the rush 14-9 because we only scored 7 points on offense. So it's tough for those guys to see that happen. And I know I play on an offense with an outstanding defense, and you want to do your part. Sometimes you start to push. And like you said, it's the MSFL, especially in the North. I mean, you guys got Chargers, yourselves, Door County, Raiders. It's right on pushovers. They got some good defensive players on that team. I know why can I not remember his name? Defensive end, former MVP, broke his ankle.
You got Emery, you got Anton Graham, you got CJ over there. They got a nice middle linebacker. The corners are decent over there. Number 23 is really nice over there. So they've got pieces, When Steve went down, that just hurt him. That just, you know, they were already offensively, they were already trying to figure out where they were at. And then, you know, you get Steve back and, you know, and then all of a sudden he goes down again. It throws things for a loop. So, but they've got definitely defensively wise, they are definitely top talent over there on defense.
And it's a shame, too, because I think this is a year that, you know, Threatener were so bad last year. I think a lot of people thought that this would be a year. Maybe they didn't win the championship or get to the playoffs, but this would be the year that they made that jump back to being a respectable team. And due to Steve going down, it's unfortunate. How bad is he hurt?
I don't know when it happened. I mean, I can't even speculate on what it was. It happened right in front of me, but I don't know if it was his knee or if his ankle. It looked like it was his knee. But I have not heard from any other guys over there. I haven't talked to Ricardo on them in a minute.
Dallas Fuller run a 4.29.
Hell no.
Ask me to push them. Man, here, what is he? He's 6 feet tall, right? I think he's 6 foot, 6 foot one.
Yeah,
if you're 6 foot
guy.
One, and you're four, and you run a 4.29. Colleges are beating down the door. I don't care if you don't know how to read and you make stick figures to tell a story. You're getting into college.
Yeah. And that's what I told him. That's what I told him. I told him, you know, I'm a track guy. I ran track since I was 8 years old. Was very good. Runner-up in state here in high school. And a 4.29, 40, I mean, no matter what your grades are, somebody's going to help you get into a junior college somewhere. You have quick twitch. You're 6 foot. There's somebody going to help you get somewhere.
And if he did indeed run that, and his coach let him slip, then shame on the coach. If that's all indeed true. And, hey, kid's not a bad ball player. And then when he gets away from the message board, honestly, from everything I've heard, he's a really good kid. But –
You seem like a real
I'm old, so I don't understand.
If you watch what he says, like on just on his page and stuff, he's got his head on straight. He seems like a good kid. You know, he's cocky, but that's a corner. You know what I'm saying? That corners and wide receivers, I keep trying to tell these people in these leagues, but corners and wide receivers are misunderstood because they have to be cocky. They have to be that individual I me type guy, because if they get put on that island, you know, you got to be short-minded or short-memory. And so they're just different, and I can appreciate that about them, but a 4.29, 40, no, I ain't believing it.
Yeah, I mean, I played offensive line, so we didn't talk, you know, you didn't talk a lot of shit because, one, you couldn't breathe much. You're so tired. But, you know, because not just because you're out of shape, but people got to understand, too, you're in a fight every single play. Yeah, you're not running far, but you're physically in a fight every freaking play. Against a guy who's either as big as you or bigger than you.
And yeah, you guys don't have
worse of intent.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially if you're playing against a good team, you're going against the defensive line on a rotation. Offensive linemen don't rotate during plays. So it's not an easy gig. Some people may think you're just a big dude who's standing in front of you. It's not that. Not a good offensive lineman. You know, there are some teams that get a fat guy and they throw him out there, but not good teams, you know. Look at Dusty Swanson. I haven't seen him since he lost all that weight. But that dude, he's always been real athletic. You know,
yeah, he's nice. He came back the week we had them, and he's definitely a difference maker up front for those guys. And games are won and lost up front. I mean, that's where championships are won and lost. You can have all the skill set in the world, but if you don't have an O-line to block for your quarterback, to allow the quarterback to make a read, at least one read, because normally your first one is going to be taken away. So, you know, to get to that second option, you have no choice. Or you don't have anybody that's going to run block for you because they're not physical enough. I mean, it's just O-line, D-line are the most important parts. And then quarterback, of course. But I believe an O-line is more important than a quarterback. So I think you can put an average quarterback behind a great O-line and a decent running back and still make waves in this league.
Well, that's what makes the Patriots so tough, is they got a great quarterback, very elusive. Maybe he doesn't have the arm strength that, you know, he's not going to throw it 40 yards on a rope, but it's strong enough. And just as far as being a leader, probably one of the guys, if you had a draft pick, that'd probably want to be your first pick. Then you got an outstanding, huge offensive line, great running back. So that's why I picked them one. I mean, they're just – they're a damn good team, man. They're scary good. Now, if you don't win the championship this year, you're not going to get any credit. You know how that is.
Yeah, I mean, it's second place is, you know, second is the first loser. So, you know.
Yes, yeah, so this is it, man. This is the year. If they don't win the championship this year, you failed. If you're them, because you got such a good team. If you don't make it, that's it. It's a failure of a season, and to me it's devastating if you don't make it. You know, now, it used to be, remember back in the day, if you didn't win a national championship, you were a failure. League titles didn't mean that much, but I guess not a league, you know, they didn't mean all that
much. Now national championships are watered down anyways. I mean, it's not like it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can remember back in the 80s when my father was with the Racing Raiders of the Gladiators here in Racing, and, you know, they used to travel everywhere. They went to Boston and played, what are they, Marlboros or something out there in New England.
Marlboro Shamrocks, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I can remember those games here, and those were national championships. Those are, you know, it wasn't just a regional thing. It was big time, you know. And it's just changed now. There's a million different national championships, and nobody really holds them. You know, they don't really mean a whole lot anymore.
Yeah, and the records don't mean a lot. Like, we played the play-in one, so we didn't travel because it was double A, and you just didn't have the resources. But both times we played, it was against 13-0 teams from Ohio. And one was from Cleveland, one, I believe, was from – one was the Lions, the other one was the Jets, who are now the Blaze. But it was 2 13-0 teams going against one another. Now you see guys going to Florida, they're like 8-6, you know. But yeah, I remember the King County Eagles when they three of our coaches were on the Eagles, and they went to Pennsylvania, Boston, like you said, New York. They went everywhere to win those championships, but their leagues had money. You know, we'd be broke week one playing in, you know, Indiana, so. There's a lot more money, though.
Right. It's tough on organizations, and I understand why it is what it is, you know. But growing up back then and seeing it and growing up in that culture here in Racine, you kind of get used to what it was, you know what I mean? So now when you look at it and you know, those guys on the shit-talking page call you an old head because you talk about how things used to be, and they'll never understand the game the way it used to be played and the way – the competition used to be and what these games really used to mean.
Yeah, and I think they kind of – and, yeah, I'm sure you get sick of it hearing, oh, back in the day all the time. But I think what they're missing out is it's kind of out of sadness because, I mean, honestly, I wish they had it the same way that we had it, where all the teams were good. You know, it wasn't 6-7 teams. I mean, and again, and I don't mean to cut on them, but the IAFL teams would all struggle in this league. I was with the Chicago Horse in 93, 94, 95, most of the 90s. And we won. We were lucky to go 4-4 2 years. We would have ran through half the teams in this league because that's how damn good everybody was. There was no arena. It was semi-pro. It was college. And then after college, you either went to NFL Europe if you were lucky enough. Canada didn't have as many teams there now, and there was no arena football. So you played semi-pro. So you had Division One. I mean, Kane County Eagles were like a Division One almost across the board. So you had stacked teams. And, you know, if there's less teams out there and you stop getting the hopping around, you're going to see that again. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
The athletes in this league
are right up there to what we had. They're just spread out.
Yeah.
But
they're there. Too many teams, and it waters it down. You know, you got back in the day, well, not back in the day, but, you know, just I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, you had one team per region. You had the Marauders in Milwaukee, then you had the Raiders. I remember back in, you know, back in time when the guys were coming from Madison to play with the Raiders. They were Madison, Chicago, you know, but it was very few Racine guys on the Raiders team. They were coming from everywhere else.
Yeah. Kane County had a guy flying in from New York.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, that was legit. You know, even in Chicago, you had the Chicago Thunder and the Chicago Falcons. Back 25 years ago, we're like pretty much, and then you had the Panthers, but they folded. You only had like two teams in Chicago and three teams around the suburbs. Now there's 29. So there's not that many people willing to put their bodies to it to fill 29 good teams.
Out of those 29 teams, though, how many are successful? Like, I don't understand why some of these teams just don't merge and you know, let the egos go and do a joint partnership and make it better for everybody.
Well, and that's when you get the guys that don't play, go start their own team, and that's when you need the leagues to consolidate so you have leagues that go, no, you can't form a league here. You know, because if you only have two leagues in an area – then you can cut that crap down. But yeah, I mean, why would you want to be on a team that's 2-8 every year when you can join with 16 guys? Because you're getting those 16 guys hurt. Merge, pool resources. You know, this stuff is not cheap.
I
so
agree, man. I don't know.
Stadium, you know, it ain't cheap. So you guys have the Rebels tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
You never want to say it's an easy game, but, I mean, it's obvious the Rebels are struggling. Tough kids, but they're struggling. You worry about that game at all? You guys letting down?
Definitely not letting down. We've lost two in a row. I mean, need that game as much as, you know, we need anything. We need that game. We have to come out and we have to play. And, you know, the Rebels have some talent. And they play to the end. They you know, don't get it twisted just because of their record. But, you know, Wagner on defense over there is a monster. He might be one of the best linebackers. He probably is one of the best linebackers in this league. He can play everywhere. And he seems to always be around the damn ball. I don't get it. But we're definitely not overlooking him. You know, we lost two in a row. Our confidence level, it might be kind of shaken. So it'll be a good game to try to get back on the right path.
Yeah, well, I wish you luck. And yeah, I heard that from about the Rebels. If they don't quit, there's no quitting those guys. That, you know, they'll play every play and they're there at the end, which is good. A lot of times, you know, it goes. You got to worry about teams fighting like that when they're losing, and that's good. So I hope they come together. But, well, I'm going to let you go. I'm not going to keep you all night, and I'm going to wrap this thing up. Thanks for joining me. Good luck next week, or good luck Saturday, and I'll talk to you next week Friday.
All right, good luck to you guys, too, and thanks, Steve.
All right, talk to you later. All right, guys, that's it. I'm going to wrap this thing up. Have a good week. Be safe. Supposed to be a little bit cooler than it was last week. But as always, hydrate. Don't be a fool. Be cool. Don't drink beer until after the game. And good luck for everybody week 5. Most teams are still in it. So fight hard. Only 6 shall survive. Have a good weekend, everybody.